Friends, production and operations management is a very important and interesting subject. Let us understand the significance of learning this subject, which will be contributing to your career in a very big way. Whether you are in manufacturing, engineering, quality assurance, or information technology, any field, production and operations management is a very, very useful and important subject for all of us. Nature and scope of operations and production and operations management. In this first chapter, we'll be discussing the nature of production and operations management and also the scope of this subject. The words production and operations are normally used synonymously, but they are not synonymous. We will try to understand the difference between the terms production and operations and their importance. Production is the creation of goods and services. As it is mentioned here, production is creation of goods and services. Naturally, production management needs creative people. Production management needs proper management of people, which is a very skilled job. It also needs very good management of materials, machinery, and equipment, and information. It is the process by which inputs such as materials, personnel, capital, utilities, and information are converted into desired finished products and services, which are called the outputs. Inputs converted into outputs. Once we understand what production is, then we try to understand what production system is. The core of the production system is its convergence system, wherein workers, materials, and machines are used to convert inputs into products which are tangible. I'm going to explain to you what is tangible, and services which are intangible. I will also explain to you what is intangible. Look at this slide. Characteristics of goods. When we say goods and services, we should also know what is goods and what is services. So, characteristics of goods. Goods are tangible means they can be touched by our hand. Now, this is a good. I am able to touch by hand. And they can be clearly seen to exist. Tangible means they can be clearly seen to exist. The product definition of goods is consistent. It does not change from time to time. It does not change from day to day. They are consistent. It does not also change from place to place. The time of production of goods is separate from time of consumption. Today we produce, tomorrow we will consume. So different time of production of goods is separate from time of consumption. The goods can be kept in stock. That means they can be inventoried. The interaction of customer in case of goods is low. I will also tell you afterwards that customer interaction in case of services is high. That we will come to it. In case of services, it is high, but in case of goods, it is low. So that is the characteristics of goods. Now, let us see. Characteristics of services. Intangible product. Services are intangible, means that they cannot be touched by hand, are difficult to describe, are difficult to understand, difficult to measure. Time of consumption of services is same as production of services, and they happen in front of the customer. So his interaction with serviceman is very high. Services being unique, it is a skill job, needs a lot of experience, knowledge, and skill. Product definition is inconsistent because services are often scattered at different places. And one more very important thing, which is not given in this slide, is it is very important how the service person interacts with the customer, how he treats the customer, how he behaves with the customer. That is very important in case of service. A production system comprises both technological elements, that is machines and tools, and organizational behavior, that is division of labor. I am going to explain to you what is division of labor and information flow. Let us understand what a production system is. It comprises technological elements such as machines, equipment, and tools for different production systems. Different equipment is required. Further, most important parameter is organizational behavior, interpersonal relationship, behavior. It means proper division of labor and unidirectional and bidirectional information flow. What is division of labor? Division of labor is an economic concept which states that dividing the production process into different stages enables workers to focus on specific tasks. Specific means special purpose tasks, special purpose machines, quality, etc. Special purpose tasks. So, division of labor is very important. Process production. There are two kinds of production systems. Process production means that the product undergoes physical, chemical transformations and lags assembly operations. Forging, casting, machining, heat treatment are the examples of process production. There is no assembly operation in process production. Part production, for example, cars and ovens, comprises both fabrication systems and assembly systems. Production systems can be classified as job shop production, batch production, mass production, continuous production. A job shop is a type of manufacturing process in which small batches of a variety of custom products are made. Small batches, it can be even one unit. Small batches of custom products are made. Batch production is a method of manufacturing where the products are made as specified groups or amounts within a time frame. Mass production is manufacturing of large quantities of standardized products. And continuous production means, continuous means doesn't have any break. It continuously made. Continuous production is a flow production method used to manufacture, produce, or process materials without interruption. So production systems are job shop production, batch production, mass production, and continuous production. And in this graph, you can see this. Continuous production, mass production, batch production, job shop production. The diagram gives very good picture of the various production systems. In case of continuous and also mass production, variety is very less. This is a graph actually. So variety is very less in case of continuous production and mass production. But on y-axis, production and operations volume is very high. This is a graph of variety versus volume. You can see in case of continuous production and mass production, Volume is very high, variety is very low. In case of continuous and mass production systems, variety is very less, and preset machines produce high volume of production efficiently because of the continuous market demand. In case of batch production and also job shop production, there is high variety. You can see here batch production and job shop production. High variety and low volume of production, which always depends on customer orders. Order comes, then the manufacturing is better. So these are the production systems: continuous production, mass production, batch production, job shop production. Once we are clear about the production and production systems, let us now discuss what the production management means. Production management deals with decision making related to production process, so that resulting goods and services are produced in accordance with the quantitative specifications and demand schedule with minimum cost. The production management is efficiency is very high, cost is very low. Production management refers to the management of activities related to the production of goods. It involves application of planning, organizing, directing, and controlling the production process. It involves supervision and control of transformation process for efficient production of goods and services. When the principles of management are applied to the production function of the organization, it is known as production management. Very, very clear definition. It is a process of planning, scheduling, supervising, and controlling the activities involved in the production of goods and services. That means the transformation of various resources into the value-added product in an efficient manner. I already mentioned, in an efficient manner with very low cost. In any manufacturing system, the job of a production manager is to manage the process of converting inputs into desired outputs. It is concerned with the production of goods and services and involves the responsibility of ensuring that business operations are efficient and effective. I am going to explain to you what is the difference between efficient and effective. Production planning and its control are the main characteristics of production management. In the case of poor planning and control of production activities, the organization may not be able to attain its objectives. Therefore, production management can be defined as the management of the conversion process, which converts various resources, land, labor, capital, management inputs into desired outputs of goods and services. Very, very clear definition of production planning, production. Now, once it is very clear what production system, and production management is, now I will go to operations management. Many people feel that production and operations are synonymous things, same things. No, it is not. Operations management is an area of management concerned with designing and controlling the process of production, redesigning business operations in the production of goods and services. Operations is one of the major functions in an organization, in addition to supply chain, marketing, finance, and human resources. Operations management, OM, is the business function responsible for managing the process of creation of goods and services. It involves planning, organizing, coordinating, and controlling all the resources needed to produce a company's goods and services. Slide, you can see the slide, 12 components of operations management. What are these 12 components? I will explain. It is not only pure production, it is quality assurance, purchasing, inventory management, location strategies, where production should be made, Nasik or Bangalore or Delhi, just in time as per customer need, scheduling, forecasting, performance, MRP, maintenance management, TQM, facility layout. All this is coming under operations management. Look, it is a very, very big area. Operations management deals with designing, implementing, and controlling the production process. That is, converting inputs into the outputs, using resources in order to provide desired goods and services to the customer. Here, the customer orientation is there. You can see in operations management, it is goods and services to customers. Operations management is all about the optimum utilization of company's resources. That is, resources must be utilized as much as possible. By minimizing the loss, wastage, and underutilization. What is loss? Scrap, rework. What is wastage? Wastage is throwing the things unnecessarily. And underutilization. What is underutilization? Utilization of machines, reduction of breakdowns, reduction of idle time, reduction of downtime. All this is there. Operations management entails materials management. I already explained this. Quality management, maintenance management, process designing, product designing, and so on. Now, strategic operations management. What is strategy? Strategy means a plan that we use in order to achieve something. It is the action of planning how to do or how to achieve something. If operational management is the what a company does, strategic management is how it does. Strategic management is a process that works to create a path for where the company should be going in the future. Strategic operations management is a set of managerial decisions and actions that determines the long-term performance of the organization. Generations, over the generations. Environment scanning. To analyze the opportunities, threats, and constraints, those exist in the external environment. Opportunities, threats, and constraints, those exist in the external environment. I'm repeating it. Environment scanning needs to be scanned in order to determine trends and projections of factors that will affect the future of the organization. Environment scanning requires members of an organization to look externally and identify prominent lessons, trends, what is going on outside, opportunities or threats that can adversely affect the company. Once we identify opportunities and threats, the company can develop new strategies that best correspond to those external market factors. Strategic operations management involves strategy formulation. To formulate strategies and goals that will match the strengths and weaknesses of the organization, with the opportunities, threats, and constraints existing in the environments. First, very important thing is formulation of strategy. Then, strategy formulation, there are three levels of strategies. First is corporate level. The company should decide where it stands, where it wants to be in next 10 to 15 years in at least eight areas, very important. I will read the eight areas: market standing, innovation, productivity, physical and financial resources, profitability, managerial performance, development, workers' performance, attitude, and social responsibility. Eight areas. Company should decide where it wants to be in next 10 to 15 years in these eight areas. It should also decide as to how the resources would be allocated. We have to allocate the resources. It is very, very important. Otherwise, it will not work. Then, business unit level. The unit should decide how to compete in the business, increase market share, launch new products, focus on exports, improve product mix. Now, functional level. The decisions such as commissioning new plants, developing new products, increasing advertising budgets, exports have to be taken. So three levels we are seeing: corporate level, business unit level, functional level. We have to formulate the strategies. Now, when I have explained to you production management and operations management, now I will try to compare between production management and operations management. Production management can be defined as the administration of the set of activities concerning the creation of goods or transformation of raw material into finished goods. You know this. Conversely, operations management is used to mean that branch of management which deals with the administration, both production of goods and provision of services to the customer. Number one, comparison. Operations management has a customer focus angle. Secondly, in production management, the manager has to make decisions regarding the design, quality, quantity, and cost of the product manufactured by the department. Operations manager looks after the product design, quality, quantity, process designing, location, facility layout, forecasting, scheduling, purchasing, supply chain management, manpower required, materials required, MRP, storing, maintenance, logistics, inventory management, waste management, so many things. This is the difference number two. What is the difference number three? Production management can be found in the firms where production of goods is undertaken. Whereas one can find operations management in every organization. Manufacturing concerns, service oriented firms, banks, hospitals, agencies, everywhere. Operations management is a big area. You can find it everywhere. Now, the basic objective of production management is to provide the right quality of goods in the right quantity at right time and base price. Nobody will have any different opinion than this. Again, I will read. Right quality goods in the right quantity at the right time at best price. In contrast, operations management aims at making the best possible use of organizational resources in order to fulfill the customer's wants. Best possible use of organization's resources. What are the objectives of operations management and results achieved by operations manager? I will explain to you this now. The main objective is to improve productivity. That is, ratio of output of goods and services divided by the inputs and resources such as labor and capital. Productivity is ratio of outputs divided by the inputs. Then you will ask, what are the areas of productivity? Where I can work so that productivity will improve? What I should do that productivity improves? Improving volume of production. Very clear. Reducing rejection rate, scrap, rework, etc. Minimizing rework rate, maintaining delivery schedules, just in time. Controlling man idle time, machine idle time, that is improving utilization of machines. Establishing, updating, improving and setting industrial engineering norms, standard time, setup time, extra labor, which is used, excess wages we call it as. We must reduce that. That is establishing, updating, improving and setting industrial engineering norms. If I do this, productivity will improve. Now I will explain the difference between efficiency and effectiveness. If effectiveness, alignment to the consumer value, consumer needs, preferences, measured by customer satisfaction. Efficiency means measuring outputs versus inputs. I will give one funny example. Now, customer wants coffee without sugar. Customer wants coffee without sugar. Now, he is ordering that to a boy. The boy is very, very quick, very, very efficient. He immediately brings coffee to him. Customer wants a very, very strong coffee without sugar. Now, this boy brings a very, very poor coffee with sugar. Now, boy is very efficient because he quickly brings the coffee. But his effectiveness is poor because customer wants the product and he gives something different to him. That is effectiveness. Effectiveness is very poor. In our business, efficiency is not only important, it is important, but it is not the only thing important. Effectiveness is more important. We must give to the customer what he wants, to the value level what he wants. Operations management results into competitive advantage to an organization in the following areas. Competitive advantage means what? Competitive advantage refers to factors that allow a company to produce goods and services better or more cheaply than competitors. So, explain competitive advantage. Shorter new product lead time. Customer has come and says, I want this new product in 3 months. An organization says, no, no, sir, our product needs more time. We cannot give you the new product less than 1 year's time. That is not correct. If customer wants a new product within 3 months, it is a must to give the product in 3 months. No argument on that. Shorter new product lead time. We have to keep the product lead time as low as possible in line with the customer want. More inventory turns. More inventory turns means more production is made within that inventory and the inventory is consumed and again replenished, again and again. More inventory turns. Shorter manufacturing lead time, higher quality, of course, greater flexibility. Flexibility means what? Suddenly customer wants more quantity, we must be able to give it to him. We cannot say, no, sir, it is not possible to increase the quantity so early, so quickly. No. Our flexibility should be, yes, if customer wants 200 pieces, okay. If he wants 2000, also okay. Then better customer service. If customer wants the service person to come within 48 hours, he must be present there within 48 hours. And reduce wastage, of course. Critical functions of operations manager. His functions are design of goods and services, managing quality, process and capacity design, location strategy, layout strategy, human resources and job design, supply chain management. It is actually help to supply chain management, inventory, materials requirement planning, JIT, intermediate and short-term scheduling and maintenance management. What are the challenges in front of the operations manager? It's not easy. To be a successful operations manager, it is not easy. A lot of challenges are there. Developing and producing safe and quality products. It should be safe for the customer. There should not be any problem at customer side because of our product. Safe and quality product. What is quality? Quality means all customer needs must be fulfilled. Maintaining a clean environment is also a challenge. Providing a safe workplace. Safe workplace means zero accident level. Honoring stakeholder commitments. If my managing director has committed that a transformer should be delivered to him within 1 month, yes, it is my duty to follow that. Operations manager has to from local or national focus, he has to now have global focus. An operations manager has to have global focus now in the changed environment. From batch shipments, he must go to just in time. Immediately, as soon as the order comes, he must produce it and give it in just in time. Low bid purchasing, instead of struggling for low bid purchasing, he must have supply chain partnering with the suppliers. Lengthy product development, as I said, rapid product development, alliances, standard product, from standard products, he must go to mass customization, and from job specialization, he must go to empowered employees, empowered teams. To summarize, operations management, OM, is the administration of business practices to create the highest level of efficiency possible within an organization. It is concerned with converting materials and labor into goods and services as efficiently and effectively as possible to maximize the profit of an organization. Operations management teams attempt to balance costs with revenue to achieve the highest net operating profit possible. Very, very clearly defined operations management and production management. Thank you.